Now here's Mr. Kerry Martin with the Ed Servin Cattle Report.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Kerry Martin with a look at the cattle markets on 710 AM and 97.5 FM, KGNC. Well, we usually start out with a look at the cattle futures market from yesterday, but our markets were closed yesterday for the Memorial Day holiday, so we'll take a step back and look at how things wrapped up on Friday. We ended up with a lower trade on Friday in both live and feeder cattle futures. June live cattle dropped 22 cents to end the week at 132.17. The August down 20 cents, 132.40, while October live cattle were down 12 to finish the week at 138.05. Same thing on the feeder cattle market. August feeders down 35 cents, 166.32. September feeders down 42 at 169.30, while October feeder cattle dropped 72 cents. Cash fed cattle market last week saw most of our cattle here in the South sell at 137. We did have a range anywhere from 136 to 138, but that 137 price seemed to make most of the sales. That's a buck lower compared to the previous week. Up north, we saw live sales at 138 to 144, dressed sales 223 to 227, mainly in the 224 range. That's $3 lower compared to the previous week. Last week's slaughter, 680,000 head. That's sharply higher than the previous week and well over this same week last year, which was 672,000. Boxed beef was higher on Friday. Choice up 96 cents, 264.93. Select up 226 at 246.69. Checking the feed markets on Friday, we had an increase in the corn market. July corn was up 12 and a quarter, 777 and a quarter. September corn up 10 and three quarters, 744 and three quarters, while December corn was up 11 and a quarter at 730 a bushel. Soybean meal was higher Friday also. July meal up 410 at 432.30 a ton. August meal up 460 at 427.30 a ton. Now let's check the auction markets. Cattleman's Livestock Auction up in Dalhart had 1,435 head last week. Steer and heifer calves were not well tested. Feeder steers and heifers sold firm to $2 higher. Medium and large frame number one feeder steers weighing 600 to 700 pounds averaged 168. The 7 to 8 weight steers brought 151 to 157 and a half. 8 to 9 weight steers, 139 and a half to 147, while the 9 weight steers averaged $1.34 a pound. Now over to Tulia, where they sold 1,172 head last week. Yearling steers and heifers sold steady to $2 higher. The calves sold with a higher undertone on good demand. 2 to 3 weight feeder steers averaged $1.98 a pound. 3 to 4 weight steers averaged $2.07. 4 to 5 weight steers brought $1.67 on average last week in Tulia. 2 to 3 weight heifers averaged $1.75. 3 to 4 weight heifers $1.64. While 4 to 5 weight heifers averaged $1.39 last week at Tulia Livestock Auction. Well, the rains have come and given some much-needed relief to cattle producers all through our area. Lane Conkle with Beaver County Stockyards up in the Oklahoma Panhandle says these rains will hopefully put a stop to all of the cow herd liquidation that's been going on for months.
In the short term, it's going to just almost shut the flow of cattle off here for a couple weeks, which is good. This gives everybody a chance to kind of reevaluate just where they're at with things. The cows moving, that part will come to a complete standstill. Calves will slow down tremendously. Of course, the big yearlings, any of them that are ready, they're going to come regardless. So we started back last fall selling cattle off. We started moving forward on that deal. We were selling cattle last fall that we typically wouldn't have seen till now. And so the number of cattle moving is going to slow down tremendously here for a little bit. And that's all right. That means the country's back healthy and everybody can kind of regroup. We'll still see some old cows. I mean, that's just a constant process there. But we will not see a young cow for a month.
Conkle says it's now a matter of how much grass can be grown to get the cow herd through the summer. There has been a lot of profitability in the beef business recently, but unfortunately, most of that profit has been at the packer and retail level. Cattle feeders and especially cow-calf producers continue to struggle, and with record numbers of cattle in feedlots right now, the packers continue to have the upper hand. But the tide is slowly turning, according to Troy Appelhans with Cattle Facts.
The segments of production that have really been hampered by the market, particularly over the past couple of years, have been the non-confined producers, those cow-calf producers and stocker operators. Their profits have suffered as a result of everything that's gone on. And it goes back to the cattle cycle is alive and well. It continues to be. We've got ample numbers, record numbers of cattle on feed. Just simply a lack of leverage in the marketplace. The thing that's encouraging is obviously that there is a lot of margin in the system. We've just got to get the numbers to come down, and they are. Where we can get some leverage in the marketplace to get some of that margin.
Appelhans says there have been a lot of monkey wrenches thrown into the cattle market going back to that Holcomb, Kansas packing plant fire through the COVID pandemic and now the Russia-Ukraine war. Well, that's our look at the cattle markets for the Texas Farm Bureau Radio Network. I'm Kerry Martin on 710 AM and 97.5 FM KGNC.
Thank you for tuning in to the KGNC Golden Spread Agribusiness News Hour. Be sure to tune in bright and early tomorrow morning for more great ag information.